USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As India has been soft on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, President Biden and Prime Minister Modi conference called each other yesterday. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki describes the conversation.
This was a constructive call. It was a productive call. It's a relationship that is vitally important to the United States and to the president. I would not see it as an adversarial call.
The Department of State has ordered all non-emergency government staff in Shanghai, China, to leave on Monday in response to surging COVID-19 cases and China's tightening pandemic restrictions. The 26 million residents of Shanghai are being forcefully locked down. Chinese officials say lockdown measures will be lifted in areas with no new cases in the past 14 days following another round of testing. Department of Labor will release its monthly consumer price index this morning. Experts are expecting a surge in inflation. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
Spokesperson John Kirby says the Pentagon is closely monitoring social media reports claiming Russian forces deployed chemical weapons in Mariupol, Ukraine. Moscow has a long history of using chemical weapons in conflicts. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, Ken Burns reports.
The woman dubbed Soho Karen on social media has pleaded guilty to a hate crime charge. Mia Ponsetto accused a black teenager of stealing her cell phone, attacking him at a New York hotel in December 2020. Turned out the phone was left in an Uber and later returned to her. Ponsetto's attorney, Paul D'Amelia, praised Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg for finding what he described as a thoughtful and empathetic approach to an unfortunate misunderstanding.
She has been great, has led an exemplary life since the last, I believe, year and a half since this happened. So hopefully we could put this behind us and keep going.
If she stays out of trouble for the next 2 years, she could plead down to a misdemeanor. If not, Ponsetto faces up to 4 years in prison.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden on Monday announced a new measure to expand the definition of a firearm to include ghost guns. Those are guns made with 3D printer technology.
Folks, a felon, a terrorist, a domestic abuser can go from a gun kit to a gun in as little as 30 minutes. Buyers aren't required to pass background checks because guns have no serial numbers, these guns. When they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. And I've already made clear that I want cities, states, counties, and tribes to use some of the $350 billion we sent to them in the American Rescue Plan that I wrote in the first month to reduce gun violence, hire police officers for community policing, pay police overtime, purchase crime-fighting technologies. They were given the money, they can do it. Spend it.
The Windows 11 taskbar is staying locked in place on the next Windows operating system, at least for the time being. While many have complained about the inability to move the taskbar on Windows 11, the company does not plan to give people the option to reposition it anytime soon. Windows Core Experiences at Microsoft recently announced the reason the taskbar is not adjustable, and the argument that moving the UI element would be a large undertaking. WCE also said the fact that the feature is not in high demand is another reason. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.